I think yesterday we all woke to the terrible news, and you know, we tried to rally around as much as we could to you know, particularly the family was, you know, foremost in our thoughts and prayers, but also just the wider community and, you know, younger people especially. You know, waking up this morning, it just, you know, it's sunk in totally. It's, you know, it's going to be just a horrible few days, for a horrible weeks ahead for not just Aidan, but particularly the family and friends of Lee.
And Aramore is such a close-knit community. I'm sure everybody is just completely in utter shock at what's happened.
Yeah, and again, I suppose, you know, it's unspeakable, you know, unspeakable sadness, and it's just the silence, I suppose, you know, from anybody, that just nobody has the words. You know, there is no words for it. I mean, we've unfortunately now, you know, around these parts, the last, you know, especially this year, since the turn of the year, we've been hammered, you know, from Bidor, Hocare, Dunlow area, you know, just all around. It seems to be a dark cloud, continuously dark cloud, but unfortunately it's our turn to carry the cross, and that we'll do, you know, as a small community, we'll I suppose close ranks in many ways, and there's, I know there's people as we speak coming from all over the world, just, you know, from a small community, I suppose, maybe particularly in Ireland, that people just feel the need that they have to be home, and, you know, there's not much we can do but to just be here for each other, and that will do, I think, you know, that will do very well.
And from what I have heard of Lee, he was so well liked and so well known, not just in Aranmore, but right across that area of Donegal.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, on the light of the recent publicity that we've been getting in Aranmore, but trying to welcome, you know, and to get people to move here, Lee was one of the ones that he was a surefire, wanted to be here, you know, he was a barnacle to the rock, you know. I think every time Lee went to Letterkenny, even, he couldn't wait to get home. He was just one of them. He was an island boy, and he was a shining light on the island. And his work for both ferries, messengers, and work on the Aranmore ferry as well. And of course his role in the lifeboats, second coxswain of the lifeboats. His father, Jimmy, God love him, he's the coxswain, and Lee, the second coxswain. And it was just, you know, heartbreaking for these lads, and, you know, my colleagues in the RNLI to be dealing with that yesterday morning, and, you know, they're very sore.
But as you mentioned earlier, Gerry, you are, you know, a community who will rally round and help each other through this.
Absolutely, yeah. Like I say, it's probably what we do best, you know, to be honest, Catherine. And it's when times are tough and all the chips are down, it's when the people are deciding just to come into their own. And we will be there as best we can for the family, and particularly, you know, his friends and the young people. It's very, very hard, you know, to explain or try to make sense of something to young people when you don't understand yourself. And there is no understanding of this. There's no way that you can break it down and compartmentalize it. But, you know, we'll do what we do best and rally around and hopefully, you know, make it as easy as we can for Lee's family and friends.